Can I still be here for myself? Can I respect myself? Can I respond to my own needs? Navigating the modern relationship can be fulfilling and meaningful. In our new relationship style, we aren't just meeting each other's basic and utilitarian needs. We want more. With that, though, comes a complex renegotiating of what a committed partnership looks like. In the past, relationships were formed for parental, financial, or religious reasons. But couples now are seeking relationships that provide them emotional depth and act as containers for personal growth and support. When people in their 20s were surveyed about what's most important in a relationship, 94% of them said that they want a spouse that is their soulmate first and foremost. Our roles in relationships are less defined than they were in the past. Our lives are more complex and busy, and we want more from our relationships than we ever have before. This leads me to believe that more than ever, we need to learn to be exceptional communicators. This takes a mix of understanding the issues we're facing, having awareness of ourselves, and knowing the skills that help our messages to be received. Raquel and Alberto, like most people, hope that through the process of working on their relationship, they can build something that addresses the reality of life while still fulfilling the need of building something connected and meaningful. A relationship that rests on a foundation of respect, responsiveness, and reliability. Like most committed relationships, Raquel's partnership with Alberto started from a place of hope, love, and excitement. Isn't that the truth for most people who choose to commit to each other? We certainly don't go into a relationship thinking that one day we might end up unhappy. Looking back, she realizes that many things didn't feel quite right, even in the beginning. Of course, hindsight is always 20/20, and Raquel can see that she ignored some problems in order to keep her relationship going. She has felt it necessary to be quiet about a lot of the issues just to keep the peace. Over the years, it has become more difficult for Raquel to pretend that it's all okay, that she doesn't have needs, or that she hasn't missed out on goals, or that she doesn't feel lonely. She has spent a long time feeling unhappy in this relationship, and Raquel is ready for it to change. She really wants it to work, but not by being the only one to put in the work. Raquel hopes that within her partnership, she can find a way to co-create a relationship with more mutuality, which means a relationship with more respect for each other, more reliability between them, and more responsiveness to each other's needs. A relationship that supports the individual growth of each partner while fostering relational security between them. Like Raquel, many of us live within relationships that at best feel inadequate and at worst feel unbearable. We stay in them because we get caught in the concept of making it work. Unfortunately, these relationships don't honor our needs, feelings, experiences, goals, and dreams. They become a catalyst for loss of the self when really they should be a catalyst for growth. Let's look at love. I define modern love as the act of honoring both people in a relationship. It is not love if you do not honor the self, and it is not love if you do not honor the other. Many people believe that the only way we can get our relationships to work is to abandon, minimize, lose, or betray important aspects of the self.